This program is sponsored by Unidos US and Comcast. It's recorded in our studios located in Hollywood, Florida, USA.
Hi, everybody. Today is our first podcast, Citizenship. Welcome, everybody. Hi, Magali. How are you today?
Hello, Raisa. How are you doing?
Great. Happy to be here with you.
Absolutely. Me too, Raisa. I'm very excited about the first podcast that we are recording because we are opening a new channel of communication with our students and for every single legal permanent resident that wants to follow our podcast channel.
We are here today to talk about citizenship, about why to become an American citizen, how this creates changes in our life after we become a citizens of this great country.
Raisa, why did you decide to become an American citizen?
Oh, that was a very important decision, as I believe for everybody who decided to come to become a citizen of this great country. I am planning to live in this country permanently. Here is my family. And that was decision to become a part of this country, of this nation, and become part of this American democracy. Why, Magali, you become to American citizen?
Well, Raisa, I think when I started working for Hispanic Unity many, many years ago, one of our bigger questions was about how to become an American citizen. And so that was probably the origin of the program that we have today. And so to us was to discover a whole world of things that move citizenship. So to me, my motivation was, of course, to have the right to vote, to participate in such an amazing democracy in a first world country. And so with this, I just wanted to work and to enhance my life and to have a different kind of perspective of being a citizen of another country.
Yes, Magali, naturalization process to become a citizen of this country never was easy and every time coming more difficult because we have to learn English, because we have to learn American history, and we have to know the system of American government. And all this information, it's not easy to study, to learn. And that is the reason why we are talking here to you, because we want to help you to make this process more easy and simple.
I agree with you, Raisa. And basically, through the classes that we are providing online at this point after COVID-19, we were able to open the venue to many people who were not able to drive to our facilities. We are a non-profit organization located in Hollywood, Florida. And so in the south area of Florida, the three most important counties where the majority of people, legal permanent residents, are located, distances are very, very important. So, from Miami and Palm Beach, then now people that are in Homestead and probably people that are in Naples and even outside of the state of Florida, we believe that this podcast is going to help you a lot because through the magic of these programs, we are expecting to help you to understand the process of becoming an American citizen.
And the biggest magic, you don't have to leave your house. You can be with your family. You can stay home. You don't have to drive. And you will learn everything what you have to know to pass your citizenship test and have success during your interview.
Raisa, it's clear that because of the podcast, then you are able to listen our classes once and again and again. It's just a matter of listening and understanding and to review step by step that we will be professing during these podcasts. And then to review grammar, as you mentioned, history, and to all the components of what it is becoming an American citizen.
Again, why to become an American citizen? How your life will change after you become a citizen of the United States? What will be your rights and what will be your responsibilities after become a citizen of the United States? Let's talk about that. The first benefits what you're going to have after you become a citizen, you can have your American passport. You can travel outside of the United States, and you don't have to think about how long you can stay. And if you want to stay longer, but no, you have to come back. If you're permanent resident, you cannot pass your limit. But if you're citizen of the United States, you don't have to think about limit of time, how long you want to stay with your family outside of the United States. This is the benefits to carry American passport. Other responsibility to carry American passport, because everything when you're going with face of American citizen. You have to represent this country nice, polite, outside of this country.
Raisa, what happened is that legal permanent residents, they have some superpowers. When you became a legal permanent resident, you have your rights and your responsibilities. And one of the rights is that you can find a job without any kind of work permit. But the thing is that one of the limitations of legal permanent residency is the time that you can be outside of the United States. When we will be checking the N-400 application, we are going to be speaking about time outside of the United States. But that superpower of living and then to come back without restrictions, yes, some restrictions in time of the length of time that you spend outside of the country. So American citizens, they can spend the time that they want and to live outside of the United States without any kind of problem. But let's get back, Raisa, before we got into the American passport. Because in terms of values, becoming an American citizen, and we have been speaking about the honor of becoming an American citizen. Why do you think we speak about the honor of being an American, the proudness of being an American citizen?
I can talk about myself. Yes, for me it was big honor, big important, like gift. Long time ago when I was in this country, I couldn't even dream about. I thought this never gonna happen. But my dream became true. I'm living in this country and I'm very happy, and I have to be good person to live in this country as a citizen and they take care of American democracy, participate in American life. You have to vote. You have to be responsible of the leaders of the government, local government, state government, and federal government. That is give me honor. I can elect for president of the United States.
Okay, I am interested to know a little bit more about the background of you, Raisa. In your original country, how was that experience of voting?
Yes, I voted in my country before I moved outside of my country, but our experience live in democratic country, socialist country. We never had more than one candidate for any kind of the government, state, local, or federal government. We always had one candidate. And it was mandatory to go to vote because we love our country. We didn't even think we don't have to vote, or I don't like to vote. That was like in our blood. And we vote for one candidate. That was, now I can see that was like ridiculous.
So,
what about Colombia?
No, but hold on, Raisa, because I'm interested in Ukraine. So then it has been only one political party?
Yes, we had only one political party, communist political party. But not everybody was part of Communist Party. That was honor to be communist, a member of the Communist Party. I wasn't communist in my country because I left my country. I was young and I still was not smart enough, had enough knowledge about all that political and government life. And I wasn't communist. And I'm very glad I left my country young and I wasn't involved in all that, I don't know how to even call a lie of the Communist Party.
Well, then I can answer you about Colombia. Yeah, in my original country, we live in a democracy, but as I noticed, most of these democracies in our Latin American country, I always call these kind of adolescent democracies. So we are very unstable, although I think Colombia has been a very stable country in the system of government. And so we were able to elect between different political parties, but the two majoritarian parties became very weak. And through the years, new political parties emerged and a lot of new politicians are making career. So, which is something cool because at the end, you can see how the democracy is renewing and refreshing. So I always have the right to vote, Raisa, and I enjoy going with my family, with my father and my sisters and my brothers together because we found that a big party for democracy. So imagine here in America, how interesting is this? A lot of our applicants, when we ask them why they want to become an American citizen, most of them, they have very valid answers. Some of the answers can be because they want to file for family members, petitions for family members.
Yeah, big rights and benefits for citizens. You can bring your family from outside of the United States and keep your family here in this country together. Parents, children, brothers, sisters, you can fill out a petition for all members of your family.
So it turns that also our students, they answer to that question, Raisa, because of the new opportunities. And we always thought about the first words that George Washington addressed during the American Revolutionary War when he was speaking about the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So tell us a little bit more, Raisa, our community, our students, when they come to the citizenship classes, what do they answer when we ask them why to become an American citizen?
Yes, I believe we are doing a great job because we explain them how important to participate in American democracy. And this participation is to vote in federal, state, and local elections. This is very important. We came to this country. We get this country as a great country because we have here democracy. We have here constitution and everybody is obeying the law. Even president or senator, they have to obey the laws. They are not above the law. And this is very, very important. And this happened only in the United States. And to keep these rights, keep this benefit for everybody, for next generation, we have to participate in voting process. We have to see who is our leaders, who are our representatives in the government. We have to learn about them. In my country, like I said, we had one candidate. Nobody knew who is that guy, who is that person we are voting for, because you had no information. Well, that was a long time ago. We had no internet. But we never hear who is that person until that person become a president or senator or whatever. But here in the United States, we can know about our leaders before to vote for them. And we have choice to vote for them or vote for different person who we want to vote. And we know all information. And who better represent us? We give them our vote.
It's very important what you're saying, Raisa, because the power of the American citizenship goes to the fact that we can make stronger our democracy. So I will say that this is part of the motivations of our students, Raisa. But as I ask you, and as I mentioned, some of them, they are saying that they are looking for new opportunities. And this pursuit of happiness and looking development and the way that you can live in peace and feeling free without any kind of feeling of prosecution. This is tremendous when you can have the sensation of being secure in a place where people respect you because of who you are. So I would say, Raisa, American citizenship is giving you the best opportunity to develop the potentiality that you have, and probably that, unfortunately, in our original countries, is so complicated to have. So I found very interesting also that a lot of people are looking for coming to America to develop their own American dream. So in all these citizenship classes, we are intending to guide you and to have the best answers when you go to the interview in front of the USCIS officer, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Officer. What will be the idealistic answers when he asks or she asks you questions? So tell me, Raisa, a little bit more. Give me another idea. Why to become an American citizen?
Well, as many mentioned, many reasons what we mentioned here, we still didn't mention one of this. You can apply for federal job. We talk about that. To have an American passport, we talk about voting, but we didn't tell you you can run for office. We have many immigrants. They came to this country. They became a citizen. And after that, they run for the office. We know that case with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was the governor of the largest state of the United States by population. And he was good governor. He wasn't born here. He is even speaking with his accent, but he was good governor. That is rights what you can have after you become a citizen of the United States. Of course, we don't have these benefits as to run as a, for a president, but you can be senator, you can be representative, you can be a local government commissioner. That is very important job to do for the community, represent community and the government.
You see, Raisa, in our classes, when we used to be in person, we used to bring a lot of people part of the local system of government. And many out of them are elected and they are not originally from America. Through the classes, we're going to be checking upon some specifics about who can be elected as president of the United States and who cannot be. Although some of us, because we naturalize, so then we can be running for other kind of, local positions, where we can continue enhancing our society and developing the dreams of many, many families that come to America because they want to have a better life. So I think being elected is just a privilege and also a service. And this is what we recognize through the mayors, through the sheriff, through the judges, through all the public servers that are all the time working on behalf of the community. I found out very interesting when you see them in fully capacity of looking at the best interest for everyone.
We didn't mention the very, very important responsibility as jury duty. After you become a citizen, you have to participate and this process. You have to go for jury duty if letter come to your house and they choose you to go for jury duty. This is very important and you have to know this will be your responsibility.
I found very, very interesting that part too, Raisa. That is one of the duties of people who became American citizens. And probably that could be one of those that people don't like to experiment. And I believe that this is the way that you can give back to the country when the country is asking you to serve. Because we, the people, we shape the future of America. And that's the reason why when we became American citizens, we commit to be a better person and to serve a country like this one. That's the way we conclude our class and actually our podcast tonight, speaking about the honor of becoming American citizen goes beyond to those benefits. It's because we are shaping a better future for us and our families.
Okay, we are waiting now for your questions to build our next podcast. And next podcast will be probably about how to become an American citizen. But remember, we are waiting for your questions.
You can send us through our website, which is www.halfcitizen.org. So then you can send us your questions and we will be more than happy to answer them. Thank you, Raisa, for your time today, and all of you, wherever you are, the day that you are, we like you and we love to be next to you.
Thank you, Magali, to be with us. It was a pleasure. And see you next podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.